However, just in case we are encountering any difficulty with, for whatever reason, could we be supplied with one set of tapes from today?
Absolutely, of course.
Wonderful, thank you. And then we will make sure that, everybody who is here who would like to have a tape will get one.
But you see, for everything you ask, I get to ask two. Two things. No, I mean also.
Yes.
We would like permission to share with some of the ones in other groups.
They
would like to do this because, you see, as you come into the first few meetings like this, your questions are very, very good. And these are the questions that the multitudes are asking. This group here has kind of outgrown these particular questions. They're enjoying the answers.
I'd like to remind you that we haven't touched on my questions yet, and I have 20.
Yes, I know, Susie.
I've been very gracious, haven't I, Hatton, in putting everybody else's first.
Yes, and since you've got the microphone, we'll stay as long as Susie wants to.
Well, that's dear of you. Larry, has your question been answered? Okay, good. In that case, we can get into Susie number one.
All right.
Okay. Recently, you referred to some people being only half shielded. Please explain why one would be only half shielded. And are we aware of being either fully or half shielded?
No, because you get very careless. And when I speak of being only partially shielded, you forget to ask for the shielding, and you will go about your own life, and very frequently, well, let me just use an example. Because you want your signs and you want your miracles and you want all of these things to happen. Well, Dharma got a good one day. You know, it builds up and it builds up and it builds up and doubts build up in everyone. And finally, she reached the end. And she said, I don't want any more of this. I just want you to get out of my life. I want no more of this. And immediately the beam hit her house. Now, it wasn't our beam, but, you know, shake, rattle, and roll, and the windows break, and a few things like that. Yes, you really do want our shielding, you see. And the moment that you deny God, the shielding is removed. When you tell us to remove the shielding, we remove it. Don't stay half-shielded. Next question.
Oh.
That's as good as I can answer you.
Okay. Thank you. Are sufficient numbers of light workers now on Earth and have sufficient positive energy been generated to lessen the severity of the Earth's changes?
No.
No?
No. There may be enough of you, but no.
Okay, it's still going to be high winds, lots of rain, and that sort of thing?
Yes. Yes. Worsening.
Okay. Please explain life forms, placement relative to Earth, the lessons for human involvement, and any other pertinent information about the fourth dimension. I have heard that Earth's dead enter this dimension. Does it encompass both heaven and hell phases of the learning experience after transition? Also, you have said you are a four-dimensional being. Are all Pleiadians fourth-dimensional?
No. Many Pleiadians are high-level third dimension, evolved to the point of a different kind of balanced society, which automatically puts them mostly into a fourth dimension. In the realm of understanding fourth dimension as a place without the limitation of time and space, most are in the fourth dimension. But there are many planets in the Pleiades constellation, just as there are many planets in Earth constellation. So I cannot accurately answer your question. Most of the Pleiadians that travel aboard the fleet or the command would qualify as fourth dimensional beings, but they are very tied to a humanoid type of existence with very long life span because they live very differently than you. But no, they get lonesome, and this is what I try to remind you ones. Many of them have been on alert around your planet all of their existence, and they want to go home.
So do I.
They are basically, yes, I know you do. All of you do. That's why you are aliens in the place where you are. You want all those aliens to stand up, then everybody in the room get up. Look around you. You are the aliens. You don't fit into this society that's coming apart. And that's why you wish to change it. Or just get off it and come home. That's not a viable choice. You may remember that you have that choice. I hope that none of you succumb and use it, because your agreement was that you would not. Somebody's got to show these people the way. And I like this word. You volunteered. You just don't remember.
Could you please mention the part of my question where does the fourth dimension encompass the heaven and hell phases of what we call the death and transition?
Not as you're expressing it, no.
Okay.
You see, as you depart from this place, depending on the method of departure, if it is because the planet is destroyed and would literally kill soul form, all things will be expressed in that brief period of time for replacement. But no, hell is the absence of God. And therefore, when you move into a higher form to experience, you do not go into a lower form. You will go into an equal or higher position. You see, it takes great volunteering to come back to a lower position, as you ones have chosen to do or volunteered to do, to serve. This is why I have to remind all of you who think you're paying off karmic debts. Some of you may be, because you may have just gotten caught up in, quote, a movement. Most of you who understand and know innately that you have a purpose are not here to pay off karmic debts picked up some other experience. You may be wishing to refine something that was lacking, that you didn't finish, let us say. But you're back to serve because you have served before, and you will know what to do when the proper sequence arrives. You have a purpose. You're not here just for the learning experience. And this is where it's very hard for you in these, quote, groups to separate the two, because most groups are gathered to see how best to pay off these karmic debts and come to balance. And you ones don't fit that role. You don't fit in anywhere. That's what you say to yourself. I just don't know. I don't like that. I can't believe that. And now I'm supposed to do this. You'll have to go with what finally feels like the right road. And it's going to be the one you wish you hadn't had to take. It's going to be some commander stuffing it down your throat. You're a good girl, Susie.
Thank you, Anton. If you always have looked at my many pages of questions, you can appreciate that I'm trying to reduce them.
I do appreciate that, and I have a whole group here that appreciates that.
We sure do.
But I do have a couple of particulars about the fifth dimension. What happens if this is a physical taking aboard? What about the bodies that have been mutilated by injury or surgery? What about congenitally deformed bodies? What about the brain injured and the insane? Do you want me to repeat that?
No. I'll tell you, Susie, you're trying to take care of everybody in the world for whatever reason they may have. You don't know their contract. I can't tell you that they're going to end up in the fifth dimension. Some may go direct to 10 because they will have done whatever they needed to do. Some will not make it off the planet because they won't bear soul. But you will find most deformed ones who were congenitally deformed also bear such spiritual truth far beyond. You notice any retarded child, no matter what age they are usually wondrously loving, giving. They have no problem with their souls. And they will probably go to a much higher dimension. What you are talking about is the going in the physical form and what happens to the physicalness.
Yes.
Yes, some can be healed. Some can be taught. But don't worry about it. I'm telling you not to worry about it. Each individual has a contract, and it's not your business. It's not the business of anyone save them. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Let go of it. Release it. You carry this like a burden across your shoulders, precious. You cannot tend it all. And it's too early for you to know it all. That's the mystery. It's not mystical, it is just a mystery. And in the higher planes, it won't matter. It will not matter. Because as you leave the physical plane of experience, you don't need it anymore. And as long as I'm functioning in the spiritual, you see, I will only touch your minds. You are my hands. You must do the physical part of it. You must do the walking. You must do the actual experiencing of the physicalness of it. You don't need all of that. And can I zap lightning? Yes, I can. But no, I don't.
Okay, this next one is very personal. Just, well, maybe not just personal to me. But where will the reunions with loved ones, those who have already made their transition and then those who are still in physical now but would make the transition prior to ascension, where will this recognizable reunion of loved ones take place?
Well, at this point, it is when there is a leaving of the soul essence into the spiritual form. You see, you are considering that you must recognize a human physical feature. But what you are really recognizing in ones you love and ones you know is their energy. And it is so real to you that if you looked and saw that energy, you would even see these features. But you would know that they are etheric beings. Now that's for this experience. If in fact ones have made their departure to serve as receivers in the places prepared for the physical form to be lodged, then you will recognize them just like you do now. Only you will find that they have been healed and they are whole. If they left in another state, you will find usually they will represent themselves in a matter of service at the peak of their ability. And they will be put into service at that level in the receiving. Many who were crippled on the earth from accidents will be simply healed and utilized. Higher energy forms would simply make their greeting. If you are going to serve in the physical, they will not be a part of your existence unless they also are serving in that particular area. You will have to make a death transition of some kind to meet with those spiritual energy forms. And you may or may not do that. Some of you have gone through that experience many times, and that's what raises your curiosity, because you can remember seeing them, meeting them, and you like that. And you look forward to doing that again. Does that satisfy you? I know that it doesn't, because you want something very tangible. If you make it aboard ship, you're going to find a lot of your friends and your loved ones who are in service, and you will recognize them and know them and serve with them.
All right, that is comforting.
If not, you're not going to worry about it, because you will know that they are still waiting in their etheric form. And when you are ready to take that etheric form, then you will be with them. And you'll become higher teachers to the other dimensions, precious. You don't get off the hook. Those ones become your guides and teachers to the lower energies. And I don't mean lower energies, just the lower grades. Let's put it that way.
Thank you. This question has to do with, into what dimension is Earth ascending? It's my understanding that the consciousness of Earth is the composite of every individual consciousness, all animal, plant, and mineral life, and then the synergistic effect of this is Earth consciousness. Okay, if we're going to be, if all of these individual consciousnesses are going to be dispersed during either, say, a nuclear war or an evacuation, we're going to be dispersing the elements of Earth's consciousness.
Well, now you're assuming something.
Okay.
How much evil do you want on your place? You see, when you're talking about a higher understanding, you are talking about a higher understanding. And evil has a very low level of enlightenment and understanding. They're just clever. And so when you talk about even a parallel planet, a place prepared for you, a higher evolvement of the one you're on for you to experience further on in a state of radiance, you are going to take away that consciousness of evil. So you're going to have a nice place, in other words. It doesn't mean that those will cease to be. Those will make their choices. Some will drop off on other places of lower manifestation. There is a transference when an evil person dies, let us say. The soul goes to express in a placement according to the level of the growth at the time of that transition. That will not be in the new parallel world. The planet itself must be left to recover. That means at some point it's going to have to cleanse itself. So if you cannot recover it enough for it to heal, it will have to be cleansed. At that point, there will be a massive rolling, so that what is now above the water will be mostly under the water. This particular place was above the water at the time of Lemuria. It will be above the water then. Water will seek its lowest level. There will be places on the planet where life form, I mean Noah in his ark, for goodness sakes, landed back on the earth. So when it seems a little impossible, just know that you don't quite understand it all, and it's perfectly fine to think about these things. But you must understand that this is the time of sorting. This is the time of separation. This is the time of separation of spiritually good and evil. And if you separate spiritually good from evil, evil is only of the human physical third dimension manifestation, manufactured, if you will. If everybody on the planet turned to God, you wouldn't have a problem, would you? We'd come, we'd lift you off, we would take you to places where you would be in balance. The equivalent of what you have, only it would be balanced and you wouldn't be overpopulated. It would be a wondrous time. That would be the migration of the generations of all time. And it could be that way. Will it be that way? It is highly unlikely. The probabilities do not point that way. But you never can tell.
Okay.
It's a good goal to have. Because if your goal is that, it's possible for everyone.
Thank you, Hatan. Every now and then you're very encouraging.
Well, I'll have to work on that. I'll lose my reputation.
Since we have been told that everything is an illusion here in this third dimensional existence of ours, is radioactivity also an illusion?
No.
Oh.
No. You are getting into creation.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that answers that elaborate question of how can it harm soul energy, because radioactivity then is not of our thought form.
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, that's why I get doom and gloomville all the time.
If the technology of mass mind control has been affected, I'm not questioning that, but I'm just saying if it has, how can we who do not want to be touched by that avoid being entrapped?
Keep in the light. That's the only way. It is your connection. It is that God energy that protects you.
Uh-huh.
It is the only thing. There is nothing on your planet that can shield you.
Okay, so then if we just ask for being kept within the shield or within the light, which was another of my questions, is what you refer to as the shield the same thing as somebody else might call the white light of Christ?
Yes, it is. But there's also a separate thing that I talk about.
Okay.
Let us just say with specific ones, because there are some ones that literally are encapsulated in an energy plasmic shield from our craft.
Dharma and Oberlin,
yes.
The group there,
because they literally are shot at. I'm talking physical assault. And
technology in addition to the Christed light.
The Christed light will shield you from anything. Anything that sets up a frequency that stops, interferes with, destroys, disperses I don't know any better words to use in your vernacular. It stops or interferes with the completion of a pulse beam.
Oh, I see.
And that's why I say there is, it isn't manufactured. You must manufacture it, or you must ask for that assistance. Now, there are billions of people, and many of them don't seem to be touched by this. In fact, some of you who are more aware recognize being touched by it. But others are dying of disease. Others are just dying, and they don't know what hit them, literally. Take a man who comes almost into godness, but he's not really sure, and he's not going to take the risk of believing anything until he can prove it or whatever. We have many ones who get as close as coming to visit this place, walk out of here, and they don't make the next meeting that they have scheduled. The most dangerous time for you is while you're trying to make up your mind. It would be better for you to say, hey, I think he may have something, and get within that shield while you're making up your mind.
We need to make repeated requests for this.
Yes, but after a while it becomes part of your existence and you just automatically do that. In the beginning, you better just consciously think of it.
And can we also request this protection for others, and that will be honored? Or
no.
People who don't,
not to the point that you're talking about. You cannot wrap somebody, you cannot do anything for anybody else.
But what if those people aren't aware that they could ask for this protection?
Well, if you don't tell them and they don't want to become aware, you're going to have to release that. Now, there's something that you don't seem to understand. You're talking on the surface with your mouth and what you think. They may be pretty much settled and in pretty good harmony with God. They may not, through their mouth, espouse anything that you do or say. You can go to the worst church that there is, but if they call themselves Christian, they dare not teach something of light, or nobody would be there. So man has a tendency to pick up what he knows he can use. And if you keep this relationship, I don't care if you call it Jesus. Jesus will answer. The Christ will answer. And that brings in the Christ light. Ignorance is a blessed thing. Just because you don't know is not a curse. If you have been exposed and you have opportunity and you absolutely refuse, then that is a deliberate act. So it cannot be called ignorance. But if that one, as a matter of fact, is ignorant enough to refuse to listen, and they do it because they are simply being misled, that means they are ignorant, and that is taken into massive consideration. And if their heart is functioning in the frequency of God and their intent is godly, they will be heard and they will be shielded. And some, you just got your answer. They'll only be partially shielded. But there's very little that you can do about it, because each must stand responsible for self. All children will be brought into the security of God, whether you like it or don't like it. We talk of what we call adults. You have to allow an adult to go. And you have to know that God attends his children. And the sorrow of it is that all ones will come to that day of agony wishing they had done it differently. There's not a parent that doesn't wish they'd done something differently. There's not a parent that doesn't wish they could do it for their child. Hatton has
just in case we are encountering any difficulty with for whatever reason, could we be supplied with one set of tapes from today?
Absolutely, of course.
Wonderful, thank you. And then we will make sure that everybody who is here who would like to have a tape will get one.
But you see, for everything you ask, I get to ask two things. No, I mean also.
Yes.
We would like permission to share with some of the ones in other groups.
Oh, okay.
They would like to do this because, you see, as you come into the first few meetings like this, your questions are very, very good. And these are the questions that the multitudes are asking. This group here has kind of outgrown these particular questions. They're enjoying the answers.
I'd like to remind you that we haven't touched on my questions yet, and I have 25.
Yes, I know, Susie.
I've been very gracious, haven't I, Hatton, in putting everybody else's first.
Yes, and since you've got the microphone, we'll stay as long as Susie wants to.
Well, that's dear of you. Larry, has your question been answered? Okay, good. In that case, we can get into Susie number one.
All right.
Okay. Recently, you referred to some people being only half shielded. Please explain why one would be only half shielded, and are we aware of being either fully or half shielded?
No, because you get very careless. And when I speak of being only partially shielded, you forget to ask for the shielding, and you will go about your own life, and very frequently, well, let me just use an example. Because you want your signs, and you want your miracles, and you want all of these things to happen. Well, Dharma got a good one day. You know, it builds up and it builds up and it builds up and doubts build up in everyone. And finally she reached the end. And she said, I don't want any more of this. I just want you to get out of my life. I want no more of this. And immediately the beam hit her house. Now it wasn't our beam. But you know, shake, rattle and roll and the windows break and a few things like that. Yes, you really do want our shielding, you see. And the moment that you deny God, the shielding is removed. When you tell us to remove the shielding, we remove it. Don't stay half shielded. Next question.
Oh.
That's as good as I can answer you.
Okay. Thank you. Are sufficient numbers of light workers now on Earth and have sufficient positive energy been generated to lessen the severity of the Earth's changes?
No.
No?
No. There may be enough of you, but no.
Okay, it's still going to be high winds, lots of rain, and that sort of thing?
Yes. Yes. Worsening.
Okay. Please explain life form's placement relative to Earth, the lessons for human evolvement, and any other pertinent information about the fourth dimension. I have heard that Earth's dead enter this dimension? Does it encompass both heaven and hell phases of the learning experience after transition? Also, you have said you are a four-dimensional being. Are all Pleiadians fourth-dimensional?
No. Many Pleiadians are high-level third-dimensional, evolved to the point of a different kind of balanced society, which automatically puts them mostly into a fourth dimension. In the realm of understanding fourth dimension as a place without the limitation of time and space, most are in the fourth dimension. But there are many planets in the Pleiades constellation, just as there are many planets in Earth constellation. So I cannot accurately answer your question. Most of the Pleiadians that travel aboard the fleet or the command would qualify as fourth dimensional beings, but they are very tied to a humanoid type of existence with very long life span because they live very differently than you. But no, they get lonesome, and this is what I try to remind you ones. Many of them have been on alert around your planet all of their existence, and they want to go home.
So do I.
They are basically, yes, I know you do. All of you do. That's why you are aliens in the place where you are. You want all those aliens to stand up, then everybody in the room get up. Look around you. You are the aliens. You don't fit into this society that's coming apart. And that's why you wish to change it. Or just get off it and come home. That's not a viable choice. You may remember that you have that choice. I hope that none of you succumb and use it, because your agreement was that you would not. Somebody's got to show these people the way. And I like this word. You volunteered. You just don't remember.
Could you please mention the part of my question where does the fourth dimension encompass the heaven and hell phases of what we call the death and transition?
Not as you're expressing it, no.
Okay.
You see, as you depart from this place, depending on the method of departure, if it is because the planet is destroyed and would literally kill soul form, all things will be expressed in that brief period of time for replacement. But no, hell is the absence of God. And therefore, when you move into a higher form to experience, you do not go into a lower form. You will go into an equal or higher position. You see, it takes great volunteering to come back to a lower position, as you ones have chosen to do or volunteered to do, to serve. This is why I have to remind all of you who think you're paying off karmic debts. Some of you may be, because you may have just gotten caught up in, quote, a movement. Most of you who understand and know innately that you have a purpose are not here to pay off karmic debts picked up some other experience. You may be wishing to refine something that was lacking, that you didn't finish, let us say. But you're back to serve because you have served before, and you will know what to do when the proper sequence arrives. You have a purpose. You're not here just for the learning experience. And this is where it's very hard for you in these, quote, groups to separate the two. Because most groups are gathered to see how best to pay off these karmic debts and come to balance. And you ones don't fit that role. You don't fit in anywhere. That's what you say to yourself. I just don't know. I don't like that. I can't believe that. And now I'm supposed to do this. You'll have to go with what finally feels like the right road. And it's going to be the one you wish you hadn't had to take. It's going to be some commander stuffing it down your throat. You're a good girl, Susie.
Thank you, Anton. I have a if you always have looked at my many pages of questions, you can appreciate that I'm trying to reduce them.
I do appreciate that, and I have a whole group here that appreciates that.
We sure do.
But I do have a couple of particulars about the fifth dimension. What happens if this is a physical taking aboard? What about the bodies that have been mutilated by injury or surgery? What about congenitally deformed bodies? What about the brain injured and the insane? Do you want me to repeat that?
No. I'll tell you, Susie, you're trying to take care of everybody in the world. For whatever reason they may have, you don't know their contract. I can't tell you that they're going to end up in the fifth dimension. Some may go direct to 10 because they will have done whatever they needed to do. Some will not make it off the planet because they won't bear soul. But you will find most deformed ones who were congenitally deformed also bear such spiritual truth far beyond. You notice any retarded child, no matter what age they are usually wondrously loving, giving. They have no problem with their souls. And they will probably go to a much higher dimension. What you are talking about is the going in the physical form and what happens to the physicalness.
Yes.
Yes, some can be healed. Some can be taught. But don't worry about it. I'm telling you not to worry about it. Each individual has a contract, and it's not your business. It's not the business of anyone save them. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Let go of it. Release it. You carry this like a burden across your shoulders, precious. You cannot tend it all. And it's too early for you to know it all. That's the mystery. It's not mystical, it is just a mystery. And in the higher planes, it won't matter. It will not matter. Because as you leave the physical plane of experience, you don't need it anymore. And as long as I'm functioning in the spiritual, you see, I will only touch your minds. You are my hands. You must do the physical part of it. You must do the walking. You must do the actual experiencing of the physicalness of it. You don't need all of that. And can I zap lightning? Yes, I can. But no, I don't.
Okay, this next one is very personal. Just, well, maybe not just personal to me. But where will the reunions with loved ones, those who have already made their transition, and then those who are still in physical now but would make the transition prior to ascension, where will this recognizable reunion of loved ones take place?
Well, at this point, it is when there is a leaving of the soul essence into the spiritual form. You see, you are considering that you must recognize a human physical feature. But what you are really recognizing in ones you love and ones you know is their energy. And it is so real to you that if you looked and saw that energy, you would even see these features, but you would know that they are etheric beings. Now that's for this experience. If in fact ones have made their departure to serve as receivers in the places prepared for the physical form to be lodged, then you will recognize them just like you do now. Only you will find that they have been healed and they are whole. If they left in another state, you will find usually they will represent themselves in a matter of service at the peak of their ability. And they will be put into service at that level in the receiving. Many who were crippled on the earth from accidents will be simply healed and utilized. Higher energy forms would simply make their greeting. If you are going to serve in the physical, they will not be a part of your existence unless they also are serving in that particular area. You will have to make a death transition of some kind to meet with those spiritual energy forms. And you may or may not do that. Some of you have gone through that experience many times, and that's what raises your curiosity, because you can remember seeing them, meeting them, and you like that. And you look forward to doing that again. Does that satisfy you? I know that it doesn't, because you want something very tangible. If you make it aboard ship, you're going to find a lot of your friends and your loved ones who are in service, and you will recognize them and know them and serve with them.
All right, that is comforting.
If not, you're not going to worry about it, because you will know that they are still waiting in their etheric form. And when you are ready to take that etheric form, then you will be with them. And you'll become higher teachers to the other dimensions, precious. You don't get off the hook. Those ones become your guides and teachers to the lower energies. And I don't mean lower energies, just the lower grades. Let's put it that way.
Thank you. This question has to do with, into what dimension is Earth ascending? It's my understanding that the consciousness of Earth is the composite of every individual consciousness, all animal, plant, and mineral life, and then the synergistic effect of this is Earth's consciousness. Okay, if we're going to be, if all of these individual consciousnesses are going to be dispersed during either, say, a nuclear war or an evacuation, we're going to be dispersing the elements of Earth's consciousness.
Well, now you're assuming something.
Okay.
How much evil do you want on your place? You see, when you're talking about a higher understanding, you are talking about a higher understanding. And evil has a very low level of enlightenment and understanding. They're just clever. And so when you talk about even a parallel planet, a place prepared for you, a higher evolvement of the one you're on for you to experience further on in a state of radiance, you are going to take away that consciousness of evil. So you're going to have a nice place, in other words. It doesn't mean that those will cease to be. Those will make their choices. Some will drop off on other places of lower manifestation. There is a transference when an evil person dies, let us say. The soul goes to express in a placement according to the level of the growth at the time of that transition. That will not be in the new parallel world. The planet itself must be left to recover. That means at some point it's going to have to cleanse itself. So if you cannot recover it enough for it to heal, it'll have to be cleansed. At that point there will be a massive rolling, so that what is now above the water will be mostly under the water. This particular place was above the water at the time of Lemuria. It will be above the water then. Water will seek its lowest level. There will be places on the planet where life form, I mean Noah in his ark, for goodness sakes, landed back on the earth. So when it seems a little impossible, just know that you don't quite understand it all, and it's perfectly fine to think about these things. But you must understand that this is the time of sorting. This is the time of separation. This is the time of separation of spiritually good and evil. And if you separate spiritually good from evil, evil is only of the human, physical, third dimension manifestation. Manufactured, if you will. If everybody on the planet turned to God, you wouldn't have a problem, would you? We'd come, we'd lift you off, we would take you to places where you would be in balance. The equivalent of what you have, only it would be balanced and you wouldn't be overpopulated. It would be a wondrous time. That would be the migration of the generations of all time. And it could be that way. Will it be that way? It is highly unlikely. The probabilities do not point that way. But you never can tell.
Okay.
It's a good goal to have. Because if your goal is that, it's possible for everyone.
Thank you, Hatan. Every now and then you're very encouraging.
Well, I'll have to work on that. I'll lose my reputation.
Since we have been told that everything is an illusion here in this third dimensional existence of ours, is radioactivity also an illusion?
No.
Oh.
No. You are getting into creation.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that answers that elaborate question of how can it harm soul energy, because radioactivity then is not of our thought form.
Right.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, that's why I get doom and gloomville all the time.
If the technology of mass mind control has been affected, I'm not questioning that, but I'm just saying if it has, how can we who do not want to be touched by that avoid being entrapped?
Keep in the light. That's the only way. It is your connection. It is that God energy that protects you.
Uh-huh.
It is the only thing. There is nothing on your planet that can shield you.
Okay, so then if we just ask for being kept within the shield or within the light, which was another of my question is what you refer to as the shield, the same thing as somebody else might call the white light of Christ?
Yes, it is. But there's also a separate thing that I talk about.
Okay.
With specific, well, let us just say with specific ones, because there are some ones that literally are encapsulated in an energy plasmic shield from our craft.
Uh-huh. Like Dharma and Overly.
Yes.
The group there.
Because they literally are shot at.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking physical assault. And
technology in addition to the Christed light.
The Christed light will shield you from anything. Anything that sets up a frequency that stops, interferes with, destroys, disperses. I don't know any better words to use in your vernacular. It stops or interrupts, interferes with the completion of a pulse beam.
Oh, I see.
And that's why I say there is, it isn't manufactured. You must manufacture it, or you must ask for that assistance. Now there are billions of people, and many of them don't seem to be touched by this. In fact, some of you who are more aware recognize being touched by it. But others are dying of disease. Others are just dying, and they don't know what hit them, literally. Take a man who comes almost into godness, but he's not really sure, and he's not going to take the risk of believing anything until he can prove it or whatever. We have many ones who get as close as coming to visit this place, walk out of here, and they don't make the next meeting that they have scheduled. The most dangerous time for you is while you're trying to make up your mind. It would be better for you to say, hey, I think he may have something, and get within that shield while you're making up your mind.
We need to make repeated requests for this.
Yes, but after a while, it becomes part of your existence, and you just automatically do that. In the beginning, you better just consciously think of it.
And can we also request this protection for others, and that will be honored? Or
no.
People who don't.
Not to the point that you're talking about. You cannot wrap somebody. You cannot do anything for anybody else.
But what if those people aren't aware that they could ask for this protection?
Well, if you don't tell them and they don't want to become aware, you're going to have to release that. Now, there's something that you don't seem to understand. You're talking on the surface with your mouth and what you think. They may be pretty much settled and in pretty good harmony with God. They may not, through their mouth, espouse anything that you do or say. You can go to the worst church that there is, but if they call themselves Christian, they dare not teach something of light, or nobody would be there. So man has a tendency to pick up what he knows he can use. And if you keep this relationship, I don't care if you call it Jesus. Jesus will answer. The Christ will answer. And that brings in the Christ light. Ignorance is a blessed thing. Just because you don't know is not a curse. If you have been exposed and you have opportunity and you absolutely refuse, then that is a deliberate act. So it cannot be called ignorance. But if that one as a matter of fact, is ignorant enough to refuse to listen. And they do it because they are simply being misled. That means they are ignorant, and that is taken into massive consideration. And if their heart is functioning in the frequency of God and their intent is godly, they will be heard and they will be shielded. And some, you just got your answer. They'll only be partially shielded. But there's very little that you can do about it, because each must stand responsible for self. All children will be brought into the security of God, whether you like it or don't like it. We talk of what we call adults. You have to allow an adult to go, and you have to know that God attends his children. And the sorrow of it is that all ones will come to that day of agony wishing they had done it differently. There's not a parent that doesn't wish they'd done something differently. There's not a parent that doesn't wish they could do it for their child. Hatton has